This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. Counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from the 19th of April to the 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. The Election Commission has said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents, which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes, and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said the number is 1.5 times the voters of all G7 countries, the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said in this Lok Sabha elections, 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, which is the highest ever in the world. Highlighting the details related to a robust counting process, the Chief Election Commissioner said three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres along with micro-observers on each counting table. Replying to a question on conducting assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Kumar said the Commission will soon start the poll process in J&K. The Election Commission has rejected the request of Congress leader Jairam Ramesh for 1 week's time to file a detailed reply to his allegation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah. In its letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Commission asked him to file his response along with the factual basis of his allegation by 7 this evening. Mr. Ramesh had alleged that the Union Home Minister had called 150 district magistrates in a bid to influence them ahead of the counting of votes. The district magistrates are also the district election officers during the counting process. The Commission stated that no district magistrate has reported any such influence as alleged by Mr. Ramesh. Yesterday, the Congress leader responded to the Commission's letter regarding his allegation and sought a 1 week extension for a detailed reply. Ahead of the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda today held a meeting with party leaders to discuss the party's preparation for the counting of votes. Union Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah, party's General Secretary B.L. Santosh and Vinod Tavade were among those present in the meeting. In Madhya Pradesh, 13 people were killed and 15 injured when a tractor overturned near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border in the wee hours yesterday. Rajgarh collector Harsh Dikshit informed media persons that some people from Rajasthan were travelling to Madhya Pradesh to attend a wedding in a tractor. Near the Rajasthan-Rajgarh border, the tractor overturned, resulting in 13 deaths and 15 injuries. Two people are in serious condition and have been admitted to the hospital. Claudia Sheinbaum has been elected the first woman president of Mexico. The country's National Electoral Institute announced that Claudia Sheinbaum, candidate of the ruling Morena party, won the presidential elections with 58.3 to 60.7% of the votes. Sheinbaum clinched victory by defeating her nearest rival, Xochitl Galvez, who was representing a coalition of largely conservative parties. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militias were killed in an Israeli airstrike in northern province of Aleppo in early hours today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said the militias, consisting of Syrian and non-Syrian nationals, have a significant presence in the area surrounding the city of Aleppo. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, David Luiz's all-round heroics in the Super Over gave Namibia a victory in their opening ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 match at Kensington Oval. Oman posted a total of 109 all-out against Namibia. In another match, Sri Lanka will take on South Africa. And with that, we end this news bulletin.